Monday, August 10th, 2026, 12:03 p.m. Okay, so today I got up at 1:30 and I painted on my panel for Fair Oaks Morning, and I did a lot of redrawing on it, straightening some things out and covering some other stuff up that I didn't like anymore, so I just went and covered it up and said, nah, let's not deal with that. And got a better feel for it. Added some other different colors on top of some underpainting. I knew I was going to make it underpainting. So what I did was I put some alizarin crimson underneath. And it kind of helped. It grayed up the blue pretty good and the blue-green. And it was interesting. So today, I also, when I walked by there this morning on my walk with the dog, I took a good look, try to get an idea of what I'm seeing in the back, because the photograph that I'm using isn't really telling me what's going on. So there's another portion of I'm redraw again, just to kind of make it more accurate. And actually, it will. I could have dealt with it that way, but it will make it more accurate, and I'll be able to give more depth to it. Okay, let's see. So that's so much for that. Let's see. What was I thinking about? About when I was painting. I was listening to some guy talk. I guess he's a college professor, he's an art teacher of some sort. And I can't remember his name. But he was talking about stuff, telling beginner peoples how to paint and blah blah blah, and following along with him. Yeah, I pretty much do what he says. I understood what he's saying when he said the things he said. He's a completely abstract painter, abstract expressionist, I guess. Those painting ideas apply to all this image making that I usually do. Okay, so let's see, what was I talking about the other day? Anyway, so I'm really not posting that much, and I see people coming to look and see what I posted lately, so I kind of feel guilty about it. And so I am going to try to post more. That's why I'm posting now at 12, after 12 p.m. I worked out in the front yard today cleaned up some stuff and re-leveled some earth that's out there, trying to maximize the irrigation that I'm doing for some plants. Looking at some other, I look at this one shrub, and I've been nursing it along for a couple of years, at least 3 years now, at least, and it's just not getting any better. So I'm thinking about, let me just get a new one and rip that one out and throw one in its place and see what happens. Maybe I'll have better luck. I don't know what's going on with that thing. It just doesn't want to fill out, you know. I trimmed it back, and it came back a little, but not as vigorous as it was. And it's not one of those bush shrubs that gets real woody and it doesn't turn, you know, when you cut back to the wood, it doesn't sprout green anymore. It's not one of those, I think. Because I did trim some back to the wood part of the branches, and it came back. But like I said, not as vigorous as it was. So I'm thinking about just ripping that out and throwing it away and getting a new one. I cleaned up a bunch of other stuff out there. Yeah, you know, the stuff that falls from neighbors' trees and shrubs and what have you ends up in my yard. I'm at basically at the bottom of the hill where the creek is. what used to be the creek, the dry creek. So everything kind of like rolls downhill, and to me and my lot. Let's see, what else did I do out there? Oh yeah, and I also dug up more of these trees that are trying to grow. There's this, I got this lavender, I don't know what you call them, bush, shrub, whatever, and tree. It's not really a tree. Anyway, there's a pecan tree that's trying to grow right in the middle of it. And every now and then I dug it out last year, and I dug it out this year again. This time I think I got it, but we'll see. If it comes back next year, it's like, oh shit, what does it take to kill these things? And let's see. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4 other oaks that I dug up. And I also cut some oleander branches. I trimmed the oleander that's on the east side of my house down to about 5.5 feet height, and all this other green's growing. And so when you do that, the base starts sprouting, the green leaves and stuff. So I've trimmed out the base a little. Otherwise, it's going to be too hard to clean back there later on. So did that. What else? Oh yeah, since I got up so early today at 1:30, feeling kind of tired. Might take a nap this afternoon. Who knows? But anyway. So what else is there going on here? I talked about it, I think, about the Blue Line Arts membership medley, their membership show. My painting sold. They said it sold the very first day. The very first one to sell on the very first day. So somebody must have really liked it. They said some guy brought his son to do their, they got these art classes for the children. And he brought his son there and he saw the painting, really liked it. Son liked it too, so they bought it. Priced to sell at $170. The nice thing about $170, you're not going to spend the money and then kind of like treat the painting poorly, you know. So hopefully it'll last them a long time, and they'll enjoy it. Okay, so I'm really struggling to talk about something here. I don't know what I'm doing. But, so, the walk was nice today. Could talk about the dog's poop, but now let's leave that one alone. nothing happened. Oh, yeah. There might be a new rooster dumped. Must be the season for dumping because, about a couple of weeks ago, somebody dumped 4 roosters. And I might have talked about this too, I don't know. I talked to the wife about it, so I don't know if I talked to you guys about it. But they dumped 4 roosters right there at the intersection of Fair Oaks Boulevard and California Street. And after about a week or so, only one remains. So I don't know what happened to the other 3. But he found a safe place to roost. He was roosting on the they got this scaffolding all set up all around the building. They're redoing the stucco, I guess, and we're repairing it maybe, I don't know. But anyway, he was roosting on that, but now he's found a pretty good high tree, so he's up in the tree for now. He should be pretty safe throughout the evening as long as he keeps on doing that. There was another rooster dumped over by, so down, what is that, California Street goes down to Temescal. Yeah, Temescal. So at the intersection of Temescal and California Street, where the white anteaters are in front of the guy's house there, somebody dumped a rooster last night or whatever, probably last night, weekend. He was just like standing there, like, so what do I? You always tell the dumped ones, what do I? They're standing there like they just got off the bus and they don't know where to go. So, got it, made it to the big city, and what the heck? What am I doing now? Who's gonna feed me? What am I gonna do? Ah, poor things. That's pretty cruel, dumping your rooster off there. There was another one dumped, and he was, I only saw him one day. So there's this lady that lives around that area that collects the chickens. So she might have collected the previous one. This one, I'm hoping she'll collect that one too. We'll see. Anyway, yeah, so they let the roosters go, and depending on how big their yard was, the roosters will like, if you got a regular size yard and you let your rooster out in that yard, and it goes back into the coop every day or whatever, whatever that size is, that's what they're used to foraging in. So they don't really wander far away from where they got dumped off. And so if it's a small yard, he's going to have a small section of area that he kind of claims himself, I guess. I don't know. So, but that's one thing we notice about those roosters down there. Once they're dumped in a certain spot, they pretty much stay in that area. They don't really wander too far off. my wife goes down there every now and then. She hasn't recently, but she used to go down there and feed and place water for the chickens and stuff. And some people that are down there, they don't like the chickens. They don't want you to take care of them. They'd rather they just go away. And so they confronted my wife once, and she says, "Well, they're going to starve otherwise," which they are, because there's nothing to eat there. They'll pick bugs. Well, yeah, you got 60 chickens and a small lawn area, and there's just so many bugs they're going to eat to survive. And she says, and they need water too. And this always gets me laughing. And she said, and my wife will tell them, they need water too. And they said, well, the river's right over there. They can go down to the river and drink water there. Well, I started laughing when my wife told me that. I said, so what? So did somebody give those roosters or chickens a little chicken map so they know where the water is down there that they can't see? Jeez, stupid people. Anyway, so yeah, let me just kind of wrap this up. I'll try to make more talk more about painting and stuff if I can. I was gonna do this post something or record something earlier when I was painting, but I just got so involved right away that I didn't want to waste any time. It's rare that I get up that early anymore, it seems like. So I make hay while the sun shines or doesn't shine. Okay, so tomorrow, I got to take the truck in for the oil change. It's nagging me, saying you need to change the oil soon. So I guess I'll be doing that. So the truck needs to get driven too, so that'll be a good thing. Everybody have a good one, and tomorrow I'll be taking the truck in to get the oil changed. Talk to you later.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.